Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Back at Padres Social Hour, presented by United with Kurt Bevacqua. I'm Jesse Agler. Bill Center has joined us, and he is on the Cholula hot seat. We're going to talk some minor league Padres with Bill, because he is sort of our unofficial expert. Unofficial. Very unofficial.
Unofficial.
Highly unofficial expert. Let's start here. The El Paso Chihuahuas last night clinched a playoff berth, just the second year that this team existed.
Right.
Prior to that, the Tucson Padres, and you go back even farther.
Portland.
To the Beaver. And they were Portland. That's the last time the Padres had a Triple-A team in the playoffs, 11 years ago, 2004.
There, it should be noted that the Pacific Coast League actually has less playoff berths available than even major leagues. There are 16 teams in a PCL. They don't play a split schedule, and only the division champions at the end of the year go. So they won the Pacific South Division. They will start the best of five series. They will start Wednesday in Fresno, two games in Fresno, and then three games in El Paso.
Let me ask you the question that may be on a lot of people's minds, which is, from a fan's perspective, how excited should I be about a minor league team at a high level, like a Triple-A team, winning a championship or something like that? Now, with the younger guys, I think it is something to get excited about, because you're developing these guys, and they're a couple of years away, most likely, most of them. And Tri-Cities, the short season A, and Fort Wayne, also single A, are both also in the playoffs this year. Those are your 18, 19-year-old kids, your 20-year-old kids. You're excited for them because it's a good winning experience. But Triple-A feels a little bit strange, and I'm not trying to take anything away from anybody, but I could see a fan being like, well, should I really be excited about those guys having more success than the big league team?
Well, for one thing, this year at El Paso, you've got Hunter Renfro, who has been spectacular in the 20 games since he's been called up from AA. He is one of the main reasons why they're in the playoffs. But largely, the AAA team are made up of players that you might have reserves. There might be a couple pitchers. I think Renfro, I think Reimer Liriano, Chris Smith, Robbie Erlin, who has pitched up here before. I think those are the main guys right now in El Paso that might have a major league future.
Okay. So, AAA in the playoffs, that's exciting. How much more roster shuffling do you expect between the big league Padres and the El Paso Chihuahuas between now and the time that their postseason run ends?
Oh, I think that the Padres may have to call up a reliever. And what's interesting today is that El Paso has a full roster right now, but today they announced that they were going to shift a reliever from San Antonio, Adam Simber, to El Paso. So that means they're going to have an extra reliever. I wouldn't be surprised if the Padres did call up a reliever, because their bullpen's depleted.
So at the end of the day, and again, this is a question I think a lot of people ask, the needs
Number
of the
one.
Big league club supersede everything else,
everything,
right?
Yeah. The needs of the major league club. I mean, you've got right here, you've got Alex Dickerson that they called up while they were in the race. You've got Rocky Gale that they called up while they were in the race. So, yes, the needs of the major league club are the most important thing.
Which leads me to my question for you as far as the call-ups.
Right.
Were you surprised that El Paso still went on and won?
You know, that's a really good AAA roster. I mean, it's not prospect-laden, but it's got a lot of players with veteran players. And as that season went on, they started to gel as a team. That's a really good AAA roster. And I wasn't surprised. I mean, they had another good catcher in Jason Haggerty, which gave them some freedom to let Rocky Gale come up here. And they've got four other outfielders. So Alex Dickerson could come up, but he was already hurt. He had a hip issue, which is being treated up here. So they did not deplete El Paso by bringing those guys up. That said, they wouldn't have brought him up if you hadn't had that play at the plate where Norris looked like he was hurt, and now you didn't have a first baseman because Alonso's out. So they had to make a couple adjustments, but I don't think they would have if they didn't have those injuries.
Derek Norris, he would rebound from a 90-mile-an-hour head-on collision.
It's unbelievable.
The next day.
It's unbelievable. I mean that legitimately. Like,
I really thought he broke his arm.
I did too.
That's exactly what it looked like.
I am using the dictionary definition of the word unbelievable. I don't find it to be plausible that he came back as quickly as he did from that. And it's not that he went to first base 2 days later. He caught 2 days later. Right. It's absurd, the toughness for that guy and the resiliency from a physical standpoint. But Renfro, you brought up, and he's been such a big part of this thing. How much has our evaluation of Hunter Renfro kind of changed and ebbed and flowed maybe between spring training this year and today, September 7th?
Well, the interesting thing to me is that San Antonio is a terrible spot for hitters. Hitters have never done very well there. And for him to step it up like he has at AAA really sort of excites me a little bit. You're not going to see him here, by the way, this September. He's not on the 40-man roster. You don't have to start that clock. So, but there's somebody to watch in spring training. And I think he has accelerated his position from where he was earlier in the year.
So how do you think he fits into the future? Let's say he finishes strong at El Paso. Let's say he does what he's supposed to do, I guess, in spring training. Not suggesting he goes crazy and he becomes the 8-home run guy, but that also he looks like a capable guy in spring training. Then what with Hunter Renfro?
I think he's going to be Jed Jerko of 3 years ago, where he wasn't on the 40-man. He proved himself in spring training that he deserved to be, and they put him on. I think if Upton's not here and Renfro has a great spring, there might be a spot for him.
Okay. I want to do one Twitter question on this topic, and it goes back to the larger conversation about whether guys should be in El Paso or in San Diego at this point based upon the circumstances of the two teams. And Brandon says, hey, the Major League Club pretty much out of the postseason run. Let the kids get postseason experience even if in AAA. Brandon's not the only one to suggest something like that.
Right.
What do you make when you hear people say that?
No, I think that any time you're in any type of a pressure situation, and believe me, you know this, you're at AAA, you want to win that title. I mean, you don't play 140 games just to say, okay, let's go home. You, no matter what level you are, you want to win that title. And so, yeah, I think it's great that they're in this pressure situation.
Okay, very good.
Especially considering you might never get back there again.
Right. Absolutely.
Never take a postseason for granted.
That
that's for sure.
For sure.
Absolutely. All right, good job, Bill, on the Cholula Hot Seat. We appreciate your time and your insight, and make sure everybody follows Bill on Twitter at Padres Central.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Cholula. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula is the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Nice job by Center on the Hot Seat. Take a break. Come back. More of your questions and more on today's opener against the Rockies. Padres Social Hour presented by United.